Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Hey.
Yay. Hi, darling. So we had, it was kind of cool. We jumped on the Abundant Power Hour, their show live last night. It was an extended show, which was great. I got on a little bit, about a third of the way into the show. I thought it was going to be on much later, and I'm so glad something said check. But yesterday was really about being aware of words, actions, thoughts, deeds, higher vibrancy, what you're going to be exposed to, whether it's entertainment, what you're going to eat. I mean, that was very present in knowing that the energies were so, so strong. And I just want to shout out Anna Bangalyn and Anita Roche and Jay Saka, and everybody who joined in on their show. And it was great. It was like a mashup, right, between their show and our show a little bit, even though, you know, I refer to them as my second favorite show on Blog Talk because, you know. But that was kind of fun to do like a little cross-pollination. I don't think we've ever done that before, right?
Not officially, no.
No, not officially, right. So that was kind of cool. It was a nice little mashup, and to hear Anna and Anita work with callers, and the best part was just this beautiful guided meditation frequency exercise. I don't know what better way to put it, that Anna facilitated. She's so damn good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just wonderful. So what a great way to officially have some sort of grounded ritual or a forum in which we could come together and acknowledge these very powerful energies, which, showed up yesterday. So that was just a great thing to do. I was even invited to like a Christmas thing, like a sort of virtual, not virtual, whatever. And I'm like, nope, not available. Nope. Yeah. This was the priority. So I really loved it. So yay. What did you think about it?
No, it felt really good. I love, obviously I love it when Anna does her little sessions. Something that we've had, you know, the privilege of enjoying, you and I, along with just a handful of other people doing a mastermind with Anna. I really think she's found her calling.
I do
doing
too.
Something like this.
She's so damn good.
The whole process of, you know, identifying some stuff, releasing it. You don't even have to really identify it. It's just, you've just put it up to be looked at on a different level. And
yeah,
just, you know, so I think that was perfect. I was listening. I purposely didn't want to, you know, I wasn't like, yeah, I want to be in it. I want to talk, but Anna kind of put me on the spot and asked me to talk about 2021 in terms of numbers, and that was fine, you know. But other than that, because I had just gotten back home and I needed to get some things done,
right?
But it's not like I had to like walk around. I just needed to have another computer up, so I'm like, okay, well, let me just do my thing, let me listen in. A lot of good information about the solstice and tons of stuff that was happening yesterday, and I got a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big chunk of time. I'm like, oh man,
it was a long show. Yeah,
I've been trying to get to bed by a certain time, and by the time this thing ended last night, the call ended, I still hadn't had dinner yet.
Oh girl.
So I needed to eat. I had some soup. I made a 15 bean soup. You know, those little bags.
Yes.
Made a 15 bean soup nice. Sunday, and I'm really enjoying that. There's no meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoying that. A huge pot.
Right.
This soup. So I think I had it like all day yesterday. I'll probably bring some for lunch today because I'm still good with it. I'm not over it yet.
That's good.
But anyway, also this past weekend I did it's through the Art of Living,
mm-hmm.
which is, I believe it's worldwide. I've heard of it because one of the people involved here in the Atlanta area was part of our spiritual entrepreneurs group years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd heard of this. I think, it was started by a guru in India. So very heavy on that culture.
Uh-huh.
But I got involved. I think I saw something on social media about breathing. So it was all about just like breathing techniques. And this
uh-huh.
one was free, of course. And everything's through Zoom, so
mm-hmm.
I did this last month, and I thought, no, I really enjoyed what I found, you know, the breathing techniques that I was learning, and I
mm-hmm.
definitely wanted to go deeper. So I signed up for they had a course that was happening, like a 3-day Zoom thing, and they're trying to get people to do it earlier, like soon after this free one. And I'm like, I got stuff happening on the weekend. Like that was busy, too busy. But they had said, well, there's another one happening later in December. I said, yeah, okay, sign me up. So this was this past weekend. It was a 3-day.
Wow.
They call it a happiness retreat. And it was like 3 hours, 3 to 3.5 hours every day.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, man, I forgot I signed up for this. I mean, I didn't forget.
Oops.
I didn't forget, but it was
right.
Like...
Right, but you realize when you see it on the calendar, like, oh, that's now?
Yeah. But I'm glad I did it.
Good.
And of course, they put down a 40-day challenge.
Oh, Lord have
to
mercy.
Do these, they call it a Kriya, to do your
yep.
like, home
yep.
practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay. I've been doing that. Obviously, it ended on Sunday, the thing. So started yesterday, did it again this morning because I really enjoy those breathing techniques. And,
yes.
And, you know, as part of the meditation, I mean, there's meditation included. But, yeah, I'm finding how difficult it is to do it for, you know, to do the sit still for however
yes.
long after doing these breathing techniques. I'm like, man, my mind is partly floating everywhere, then partly it's like, oh, what else do I have to get done? I'm
right, of
course.
Just observing it.
Anyway, that means that for me to do, you know, the things I need to do before I leave, because
right.
yesterday I was watching Isabel,
uh-huh.
that I
That's
needed
nice.
To get up a little bit earlier and allow time to
mm-hmm.
do my Kriya. And
right.
So yeah, I finished that. I've got sipping on some celery juice. I mean, at some point
good.
I need to take a shower.
All
but,
right.
But it
You're
does
on
mean,
it.
Yeah, it does mean that I need to at least wind down my evening relatively early. Now I did stay up a little later.
Right.
And of course, and then I woke up a couple of times in the middle of the night
yeah.
to go pee.
Right.
But otherwise, like I've been doing okay with it, you know, like it's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I got turned on to a Kriya. See, this is so funny. You and I, we can't get two more different bitches, but our stuff is always, it's crazy. But it's I don't know the proper name, but it's a meditation. But you listen to a mantra called Satanama, and then you press your finger pads when you meditate. And sometimes you go along with the mantra or you whisper it. Mm-hmm. But I love it. And I don't know what it does, but it's really, really good. But when you said Kriya, I'm like, oh, that's what they call this thing that I was doing, a Kriya. Merry Kriya! Anyway. And then you had turned me on to gravity yoga, yoga body, mm-hmm. whatever it's called, the mm-hmm. stretching. And that I don't do every night. Some nights I'm just so I'm so tired, or I need to be in the right frame of mind. But I find it fair. But I've done it many, many, many times. I really, really, really like it, and it's a beautiful thing to stretch before bed. And it also deals with breathing techniques as well. So that, and I have to tell you, some of those stretches, I'm not going to say they're difficult, but things will come up when you're holding that pose. And it's, you're using gravity in your favor to become more flexible. So it's not like any of these stretches are impossible to do. But depending on where you are, I think energetically, emotionally, physically, I mean, I have spent some poses for like the whole, 5 minutes shaking.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that's where you're at. Okay. Machete out, girl, because, I'm all about the lizard teeth, clear the path with the machete, let's keep it moving, way of just, moving through this insane life. So I don't do it every night. I would have to say the thing that I do consistently, because I can't live without it, is meditating in the morning. Can't live without it. Mm-hmm. Everything else, that's a must. Everything else is there, but in terms of feeling aligned, I would say meditation, and of all things, not even the celery juice, which I don't do every day, although I do it consistently, each week, not necessarily every day, either getting the celery, I just don't feel like, putting it together, whatever, or I'm being pulled in 100 directions. But I would say the meditation and drinking 6 to 8 ounces of kefir and taking a probiotic. Those things I can't live without. My digestion was a hot mess. It's much, much better. My appetite since COVID started probably decreased by like 25-30%. And it's interesting because my younger son came to me and he's saying he's concerned that he's feeling a little loss of appetite. And I'm like, so I feel for me, it's like an energy thing. But when if it's one of my kids that all they do is eat, and then one of them is saying, but that could just be a thing too, because I see the wrappers. I see all the stuff. I don't know what they're saying. They're lying to me. But anyway, I just get concerned, and I'm saying to myself, is loss of appetite a symptom of COVID? And it was the middle of the night, so I didn't Google it. But it's always something. Not even 2 weeks ago, he had swollen tonsils and had to get tested for COVID and tested for mono and tested for this. And my kid's just weird. It came and went on its own. There's always something. I'm lucky if I can coast for about 2 weeks. And then there's something going on, whether it's a health issue or a teenage issue or, that I'm needed as a mom in some capacity. So 2 weeks is usually, my limit. Like, yes, yes, it's never been better. And then record scratch. But I have to say, it's interesting how you can sort of measure or have a baseline. So, as of yesterday morning, I'm like, wow, things are really okay with the kids and myself. Okay, it's been about 2 weeks without something crazy. There's always some crazy emergency, some crazy thing that you know, really brings me to my knees, and then I have to recover from that. And we're talking, this has been, you know, for years now. That's just been the pattern. Mm-hmm. What's very, very interesting is last night I was a little concerned about my young son feeling like he wants to eat but he can't eat. So I made him a massive smoothie, and it was late. I went to bed. I do have him on the tracker, so I know where he's going in these corona-filled streets in New York City. And I notice on the tracker, because I get alerts, that he snuck out. Or not even, he doesn't even sneak out anymore, because he's like, I went out, so, because he thinks he's a man. So he did not sneak out. He did not sneak out. In his mind, so let me not even say that. He did not sneak out. But I could see on the tracker that I don't know what time he left the house, but he returned. This was after I went to bed, you know, 2:15, 2:20 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I swear there must be something with this new energy, because I felt almost the knee-jerk reaction to just go in the rabbit hole, start to sob, convulse, and just rack myself with worry and anxiety, because I can't keep him safe if he's doing that, right? That would be my default setting for years. It just so painful, literally on my knees, just so painful. And it didn't occur to me. I didn't have the desire. I did not have the impulse to do that at all. I said to myself, he's home. He's safe. And that's good enough for right now. Mm. And my other impulse would be when I would get up to get ready to do the show, to from a bad, you know, from Miami Vice or something, like to kick his door down, because I've done that, like, boom, like it's a raid. I've done that. I actually inherited that room from my mother. I have to give her credit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because back in the day, so that was my homage to my mother. So I've done that. So my another impulse would have been do the karate kick, knock on the door like I'm a cop, like I'm the feds, boom, 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 and then with the leg, roundhouse kick, boom. Where'd you go last night? Where'd you go? Why were you out? You know, me being all thugged out. Didn't want to. So I find it really interesting that I'm feeling very gentle about this. Which, girl, never have I felt gentle about thugging it out with my son. Never. Never. And, I might mention it later, but when I have to check on him, which what I do when we do the show, when it's the school day, at like 9 o'clock, you're talking, something's going on, I mute the phone, I go to his room, and I make sure he logs on for school. And that's all I'm going to do right now. And I'm so impressed. So there's something to these energies, because I did not plan. Well, the way that I interact with whoever, that's going to be elevated, and that's going to be healthier for me and therefore for them, because it's all couched in love and appreciation and gratitude. And it's the path of least resistance. And you can't vibrate higher than that in terms of a funky situation.
Mm.
And I'm like, what happened to Liz? Where's she at? Because I don't know who this one is. Yeah. So So I think it's very interesting as a barometer. I would have gone right down to Rabbit Holeville because that's all I know. Is that interesting?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice change of pace.
What's this? Yeah, listen, my kids are going to be like, well, why didn't this thing happen? Why do we have to wait 400 years for this to happen again? Hello? Interesting. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm so happy he's home and he's safe and he's alive. Like when we were on the call yesterday with Anna and Anita, most of my day yesterday, happy to be alive. That's it. Isn't that amazing? To all the other stuff we put on ourselves.
Right.
So, it has to be these energies. I don't know. But it really is a new day. Literally, it really is a new day. So I do want to download their show to hear the beginning, the part that I missed. I want to hear what your spin on. You talked about 2021, which I did not catch. Mm-hmm. And then also what's great about that show, and I recommend listeners of our show, if you go onto iTunes or Blog Talk into the archives and you look for December 21st show, if you don't listen to the whole thing, but if you just go to after the show was on for like an hour in, that's the I don't want to call it a guided meditation. It's what would we call it? The facilitated process? I guess it's a facilitated process that really engages your brain chemistry, neural pathways. And it's great that we have an archive now that we can when we need a little fix. But I think between the energies and then having that process done live last night also, I think that has really supported my pivot on, the machete is in its sheath, hung up, not even going near it. Don't need the bulletproof vest. What the hell? Don't need the war paint on my face. Nope. very uncharacteristically, I am such a thug when it comes to things like that. Crazy. I'm not mad. I'm relieved, actually.
That's so good.
I know, right? It's crazy. I know. So you must have enjoyed seeing your niece again after not seeing her for a while in terms of being her caregiver, right?
Oh, my gosh. She's so different. She always looks different. I mean, it could be
like... Well, they change. Yeah.
It could be like... Like today, I'll see her. It's only been 24 hours. Like, wow, you look so different.
No, that's true. With baby.
Yeah. She's able to. She's kind of standing on her own for like a few moments at a time. She's not even aware that she's doing it. She's just sort of doing it. And she's really chatty. She likes to make a little babbling.
Oh, so cute. Oh, my God.
Conversations, and she'll make, she'll make her little noises, and she'll make them for, like, long periods of time. Like, she's yelling, but not really. She's just making her noise. She's toning.
Right.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good to spend time with her yesterday. She needed an extra long nap. She apparently has been either she'll do like three naps a day or she'll just do one 30-minute nap and that's it. Like she'll go to the extreme.
Damn.
They try to get her. She definitely does like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
But,
good.
These energies are hitting everybody differently. So when she did a 30-minute nap in the morning, but she was just fighting it. And she'd get tired. Like I'd let her just go play. She was just trying everything. And she'd look at me like, is this okay? Like, what are you going to do? I'm like, hey, Allison, you just figure out what you want to do. I'm not going to be like chasing you around unless you need me to, but she just wanted to explore. But I knew it was around this time that she would probably want to go to sleep, but she was fighting it. She was just trying to get herself engaged with everything else. And then at some point, like, she wanted to rest on me, but then she didn't want to go to sleep.
Oh, God.
She just cried, and when she would just finally let go, it was the cutest thing, you know?
Oh, so cute. Oh, my God.
And then she'd do a hard sleep, you know, like she's got that little jaw kind of juts out, a little pouting bottom lip, and she sleeps really, really hard.
She was at the kitty
club.
She
kind of reminds me of, like, my mom. I've noticed when she takes naps, like she has a certain face she makes, like it's a hard sleep for her, you know, like everything's like still tense.
Right.
But I see it in her. I see it in her eyes, like around her, you know, around her eyes. And so with Isabel, it's more like in her jaw.
Is that funny?
I say this a lot. I tell you guys this a lot. But when she is like that, I still tell her, even though she's sleeping, I said, "You're safe." I just keep telling her that because
yes.
Like, I need her to know. I need her to know energetically, like, you can't get any
you're
more
okay.
safe than this. Like, you're
right.
in my arms. You
this
are
is as
in,
safe as
like,
it's going to get, girl.
You're in, yeah, you're in your own room
yeah.
in this beautiful house. You're safe. You're totally safe. Both your parents are here.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, like if I'm taking the hit for whatever is going on ancestrally, then
right.
Part of my work is to help ease
yes.
that burden.
That's
for
right.
her.
That's right.
And as I see things that remind me of other family members, you know, of my mom, there's times
mm-hmm.
when I look at her, at Isabel, and she looks like my oldest brother, Aldo, who's
wow.
straight from the family.
That's crazy.
There are things that she'll do, like facial expressions that remind me of him. And,
wow.
My other brother and I have talked about it. I said, sometimes when she does this, she looks like Elda. She's like, I know.
And then she has your other brother's birthmark, which is crazy. So she's like the whole family.
She doesn't have the birthmark. You know that's a joke, right? That birthmark?
That was put on?
No.
So funny.
I mark up those photos every
so
often.
Oh, that's so funny. I said, oh, my gosh, you got the birthmark. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's so funny.
No, it's
that's
not a
so,
birthmark. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because
it looked adorable. Oh, that's so cute.
So my brother has a mole on his cheek. And
oh, you're so funny. You did that? Oh, they must have they must have peed their pants. Did people scream when they saw that's so because it was you did such a good job. I'm like, I didn't know she had the same mole. Oh, well, you can't deny paternity there. You don't need a DNA test. Oh my God, you're so funny. You wicked little thing. I love it. Girl, oh, that's so funny. Oh, look at me. I was duped.
Well, apparently my uncle, he married into the family. My uncle was asking the same thing. He's like, oh my God, does she have
right.
that mole? And my parents were like, no, that's, you
oh,
know,
that's
Lisa
really, but
did, Lisa marked up, but when you know, marked it up.
But when everybody saw it though, were they just howling? Cause it's really funny.
I don't think because she hasn't really been seen by people.
They don't know. Because
as you mentioned it, I'm like, well, I mean, but I posted plenty of other photos and videos, and you know, she doesn't have a
mole.
You
don't see it, so I don't know.
But,
I don't know what happened. Right.
That's so funny.
Oh,
so I don't know.
Anyway,
it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting when she actually is around other relatives when they
right.
see that she doesn't have that birthmark.
That's really funny.
But she does. Just like with my other brother, with her father, she definitely has the mannerisms and, you know, they have the same bottom lip. So,
oh, my God, crazy.
There's a lot going on there. And I just watch her, and she's just so fascinating to me.
Mm.
And I'll see different things with my family members that I'm like, yep. She's definitely one of us. And but you know, when it comes to like the sleeping, the hard sleep that I just think is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to see how that can ease up, or at least, you know, evidence of that easing up at some point, you know, where she's not, what's not, I don't have to categorize it as a hard sleep. But considering that she was fighting sleeping, you know, fighting just being able to rest, I'm not surprised that that's her facial expression, you know, kind of like a, I had to fight to get to sleep. I'm like, well, you didn't have to fight at all, but you know, but there you go. So she's pretty fantastic. And she loves to dance. I guess the Montessori, they have things that they have to do in the morning. And one of them is to dance. Like they listen to music and they dance. And she does this thing. I'll see if I can post a video. She does this thing where she kind of shakes her head. Like she's really into the music. She's moving her head like she's into the music.
How cute.
It's super cute. And then she just bounces around. It's really fun. And so I like to play music around her. I'll have my phone on.
That's
good. I've got still another month left for Amazon Music. So I've just been putting together a list. So we've been listening to a lot of, Christmas music was on tap for yesterday. I was actually okay to listen to Christmas music.
Oh, girl.
And she was good with it. She was really
all
good
right.
with it.
She's like, baby Jesus, I got you. Baby's in the house. Yes.
So we were, I finally found, there's a lot, obviously there's a ton of Christmas music. And so some of it she really likes is like from the 50s and 60s, like older type music.
But I love
then
it.
She listens to, I found a, just instrumental Christmas music, and some of it was Hawaiian slide guitar music. I'm like, oh,
nice.
All right.
Okay.
Let's play that. Well, her mother listened to a lot of Hawaiian music because her parents got married in Hawaii. So that's
all
a special
right.
place in their hearts for that.
Nice.
So she's used to that, but I had not heard this type of Hawaiian music for it, the holiday music. So
mm-hmm.
she fell asleep to that. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being able to come in and just spend some time with her. So I'll do that again today, and then
nice.
I probably will see them. I don't know exactly what's happening for Christmas, but I think because her parents are in the Atlanta area, then they'll probably spend a little bit of time with them. And then my brother said, "Well, come on over. We'll take a day. Come on over, and we'll do all the presents and stuff like that." I said, "Okay, that's fine."
All right.
So and, you know, we aren't going to get to see our parents in person. So I'm
right.
hoping we can set up something where we can see them, like we can do
virtually.
A conference call. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know how up-to-date he is, if my dad has downloaded Zoom or if they're up for that. I can totally see them doing it.
Right.
But it's got to be my dad to set that up. So that's what I'm hoping.
Right, and our next show Thursday is Christmas Eve. It's like, where am I going? The chimney? I'm not going no place. So we can certainly do a show Christmas Eve. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah. Okay, good. Our Christmas holiday special that we've been planning for 6 months now,
which we always do. Yeah,
which
yeah.
we always do. Our holiday jamboree.
Jamboree, right?
Yeah, holiday bonanza. I don't know. Our holiday banana, I have no idea. Our holiday extravaganza. That's what we're doing. Special guests. I have no idea. Anyway, yeah, we'll do that. Why not?
Well, I didn't know if there were any, I don't want to say a message, but if Lois, the essence of Lois is going to chime in at some point. I just figured I'd ask.
Sure.
Seeing as how it's already day after solstice and all the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because when we were doing when we were on the call yesterday, and of course, you know, very respectful. It's Anna and Anita's show, so I'm not going to jump in, you know, whatever. But I was invited to jump in. There was a caller. I think she was at a crossroads about choosing between Colorado and Maryland, and there, and I don't really remember everything that I said to this caller, but I do remember kind of sensing. But this has been happening actually a lot, like on the show, where we have callers or whatever. I am kind of sensing Lois's presence as I'm filtering out information and giving guidance. And then I kind of feel like I'm adding in things, energies that I'm feeling from her. So this, I don't know if you've noticed, but this has been sort of, because I think I've said this, like, well, I wouldn't use this, I wouldn't put it this way. However, I'm going to put it this way because that's what's coming in. Right. So that's been very much very accessible information. So in terms of these, so this is what I'm getting right now. She's kind of putting you on the spot a little bit.
Okay.
And I guess it's good that you asked, and she's glad that you have questions, but you've always been one to have questions. You've always been one to have an inquisitive mind. So she would like for the next show to not think or contemplate, but as an exercise in a meditative or semi-meditative state, for you to trust the process, for you to have pen and paper nearby, and close your eyes, get into a meditative state, and to discern the difference between your thinking mind and your silent mind. And when you know that you're in your silent mind, your quieted mind, that she believes that between one and three questions will come up. And they're not anything that you're going to pre-plan. And you're just going to know to write down anywhere between one and three questions. But they're not questions that you're contemplating, that you're thinking about, or that you think those are the ones that you should ask, or that maybe those are the best kinds of questions. None of that.
Right.
None of that. So that's what she wants you to do before Thursday's show.
Okay.
And then you're going to ask these questions.
Okay. That's interesting. One of the things that Anita Rausch had mentioned to me when I did a reading with her was about doing automatic writing.
Oh my God, that's gangsta. Anita's good. Anita's good because the first thing she said to me when I did a reading. So the reason why we're very privileged to be in the UER Universal Energy Radio Inner Circle. Because Anita's getting certifications, so amongst her colleagues, she's doing quick reading sessions to accumulate hours. So of course we're jumping on that opportunity. The first thing she said, she pulled a card. She went, "Oh," and I'm like, "Oh, what?" She goes, "You're gonna meet somebody," and I'm like, "Yes." I said, "That's interesting because I'm in between." Now, I haven't said anything to anybody, but I'm going to say it now because we're talking about the reading. The next day, I started talking to somebody. The very next day, and I'm like, so I'm waiting till when we do the next mastermind to share it with everybody. Yeah, and I'm like, damn. Yeah, so that's so she's Anita's good. Anita's very good. So that's interesting that she said about. So tell me more about what else she said with the automatic writing.
Oh, just that it was one of just like one of those things that she just mentioned, like along with a lot of other stuff. That it was something that I would that she was recommending that I do.
Oh my God.
You know, at some point, like just to start writing, just doing your automatic writing.
Wow.
So it wasn't like journaling, it was automatic writing.
Nope.
Okay.
Different, totally different thing.
Yeah.
Because that's accessing, it's you're not thinking. And
right.
It's accessing other part, unconscious parts of your unconscious. That's why they're unconscious, because they're free of analytical thought. So that's really interesting. So
yeah.
To get that message from Lois, okay, that tells you that this is kind of like the next phase of her assisting you or supporting you, whatever you want to call it. And then how are things been going physically with the gluten and the skin and all that stuff?
Well, it's flared up again, and I know why. Well,
right.
I know what triggered it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I know it's kind of done this recently once before, and I'm like, okay, well, all I know is that Donna, my acupuncturist, was saying, you know, it's on its way out. Like, don't give up. It's on its way
good.
Out.
So it's dark as the dawn. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I ended up, what did I end up doing? I ended up eating something that I knew it was good. I had gluten in it. I'm like, you know what? It'll be a small amount. I think it'll be fine.
Oops.
Well, it was enough of the amount to do it. I knew that was a chance. There was a chance.
Right.
I thought, well, we'll see. So here I am testing those boundaries. I'm like, okay, well, message received.
Right. Backing off. Yeah, there's certain things. Yeah, it's and I think it's shifting the density to the light body. There's certain things I can't eat now.
Yeah.
Because it will just mess me up for – it's painful. It will mess me up. And I was never like that. The fact that I had to switch my coffee to half caffeine, half decaf, shocking for this Colombian. Shocking. But it's all shifting. So.
Yeah, I'm. I ended up. We ended up going over to a friend's house for her birthday, but it was like socially distant. We were all like kind of outside. We were outside in their driveway, and they had set up a little projector. We were all supposed to like watch a movie. I was outside. We were all bundled up. Some tea or some coffee for everybody if they wanted it. They were going to order pizza. I remember saying, oh, it'll have to be gluten-free.
Right.
But I said, you know, not to worry because I was just going to, you know, I had already eaten something, so I really wasn't even that hungry.
Right.
So I thought, you know, I can sit through a movie without having to eat, you know, anything.
Right. Right.
And that was fine, but this is my friend who I think was like a, my grandmother in my past life, because she likes to bake and she always likes to make.
Right.
She likes to make food, basically. So she made cookies for everybody, like little baggies of cookies for everybody. And she said, "Well, I know that this is not gluten free for you. So if you wanted to pass it along to like you know your aunt or somebody, she's like, you know, I'm so sorry." I said, "Well, you know, you didn't know. It's not like I've been telling everybody."
Right.
Because we haven't been hanging out, you know, and it's not been an issue.
Right.
But that's just how, you know, she's a very generous person, a fantastic cook and baker. And I knew, I mean, I bet if I told her that I was gluten-free, she would have made a gluten-free batch.
Oh, she would have made a batch for you. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yes, that's, yeah.
So she was just kicking herself like, oh, and I didn't even see the text about the pizza, the gluten-free pizza. I'm so sorry. She was going to make a soup for me. I said, I'm really good. You really don't need to. But of course, you know, I bring the cookies home and I'm like, well, it's not a ton of cookies. Let me just try.
Holidays.
Oh my God. Those cookies were amazing.
I'm sure. I can't even imagine.
But, you know, I'm still dealing with the aftermath of having.
Yeah, not worth it. Yeah.
You know, her birthday was on the 12th. So.
Oh, girl.
That's what it is to go through my system.
Right, that's a lot.
Because it triggers a lot of other stuff that I'm like, then I won't do that. Like, I hadn't done my celery juice, you know, every day.
Right.
And I think I'm okay without having to do it every day, but I also need to be sure to clear out, you know, stuff in my system.
Right.
So there was, like, I think there was just some really, really old stuff that was starting to come up. And I'm like, wow, I needed to be able to support myself throughout all that. And the cookies did not help. So,
no.
So that's, I know it's on its way out. I have not been craving anything like that. Although I did buy some gluten-free, like, pumpkin bread. I made some pumpkin bread around the last holiday. That was gluten-free.
Oh, well, that's good. If it's gluten-free, enjoy it. My goodness.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. So I found those mixes. I'm like, oh, let me get a couple here. So, you know, when I have the chance. But other than that, I've not been craving even a lot of meat. My aunt said, oh, I'll do some salmon for Christmas. I'm like, you know, you don't have to. I love me some salmon, but I'm like, I'm good with, if that soup is still around, I'll eat some soup, or I'll do another soup. I'm just wanting something a lot lighter.
Right.
So I'm not too worried about it. I know we have plenty of food. Plenty.
It makes sense though, you know, like gravitating toward lighter fare.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah, because I think we're really changing on a level that we're not even conscious of.
Right.
You know, in terms of digestion and
even
everything, energy.
Even the art of happiness, the art of living seminar I went to, they were really encouraging. You know, doing vegetarian stuff while for the 3 days. I'm like, well, that's not a problem. And most everybody, I was the only like non-Indian there. Everybody knew all the words, and they would say, oh, Lisa, sorry, you know, you're, you know, this is a Sanskrit, blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'll figure it out through context. But I was totally fine, you know. I think I was eating maybe two meals a day, and was totally fine. So,
right.
I did want to say we have a hand raised. So
okay, let's do
that.
So, perfect. Do win it.
Hello, Erica 912. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Maria.
Maria.
Is it Maria? As in Tessa's mom, Maria?
Yes.
Yeah, don't act like you're somebody we don't know. I love it. Oh, my God, it's been a minute.
I know.
Wow, I love that. I mean, my goodness, you must be so proud of your beautiful daughter, just how much she's right? How much she's evolved?
Yes.
Because we go back with her for a minute. So, and you too, young lady. So actually, since it's been a while, I want to reset the energy. So asking permission to reconnect with your energy again, please.
Okay,
just take a deep breath. Okay, what can we do for you today, Maria?
I don't know. I just feel like I need something, but I don't know what I need.
Girl, we all need something. Okay, so I get that, but I'm going to challenge you a little bit.
Okay.
So if you could pick one area, what would that be? One area for us to address. Because you know what it is.
Finances.
Okay. And if you could put your finances into question form, what would the question be?
I'm down to two classes that I need to finish out my in school.
Okay.
And every time I have it, it goes away.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that it goes away specifically?
The money. I'm spending it on something else.
And when you're spending it, hold on, because this is less about the question, more about the energy. So when you are saying that you spend it on something else, is that something else an emergency?
Yes.
Okay. And is that something else tied to you as a matriarch doing the right thing for your family?
Yes.
Thank you. So let's receive that, because right now you're selling yourself short, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a difference between selling yourself short, sacrificing as a mother, right,
mm-hmm.
and self-neglect. You follow what I'm saying? That you...
Yes.
Right, okay. So the reason why this, and this is actually all very positive, Maria, the reason this feels uncomfortable is because you've had enough. You're done. So that's good news. And the energies are really shifty, and that's why it feels uncomfortable, and that's why you called the show today, because you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So the good news is, it's only two classes. It's not eight classes. It's only two.
Two.
Do you mind sharing what the dollar amount would be to cover that cost?
About $2,200.
Okay. That's not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
Because you are worth so much more than that.
Listen, that's my issue.
Right.
Worthy.
You are so worthy. And the energies have never been more aligned. So would you feel that you helping your family is priceless? Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. Would you feel that if the same situation came up again, would you feel that you would do the exact same thing? Yes or no, to help out?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So do you see how you made an investment in helping your family? Do you see that? That was an investment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So with smart investments, there's nothing more pure than love, right? That surpasses intelligence, smartness. Right? So wouldn't it make sense if you made such a smart investment that you would get a return on your investment, an ROI, return of your investment, right?
Yes, it would.
Right, right. So how, if you put yourself, even if it's a semi-meditative state, because I don't believe you're meditating consistently, are you? I don't think so.
No, I'm not.
No, because that's okay. Don't be like all, that's not the meditation police. It's all right. So if you can make yourself this promise, and don't even meditate, don't even put that pressure, if you could make yourself this promise that starting today, starting tomorrow, but starting soon, because you want to turn this into a habit, that you're going to take your phone, you're going to set it for 60 seconds. I know you're capable of sitting still, undisturbed for 60 seconds with your eyes closed and just paying attention to your breath and just accepting your thoughts, and you're just letting them float by. You don't judge them. You don't go down a rabbit hole with them. They're just passing by, the way you're in a car seeing signs on a billboard, just passing by. Are you capable of doing that just for 60 seconds?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next day, you do it for 120 seconds. And the next day, and every day you just add 60 seconds until maybe you hit 15. Okay? I meditate for about 15 minutes a day. That's all I need, right? But it's habit like my toothbrush because I go crazy if I don't. And if you are going to think about anything, because, you know, it's the nature of the brain, how it's wired, to allow thought in. So instead of resisting that, you want to always find the path of least resistance. So instead of resisting that, you just want to say, I am open to all the wonderful possibilities available to me. And you'll see, and maybe, they used to, they have had this thing from back in the day, like the 40s and the 50s, where housewives, in order to like have some financial independence from like their husbands, they used to hide their money. They used to call it coffee can money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you. What?
I still do that.
Okay. So why don't you do that for your school fund? Right?
That makes sense.
Because what is that money for, right? See, so there's a reason why I brought it up, because I'm not going to say coffee can money to everybody. Hello? So, do you have that, allocated in that can for emergency? What is it for, the coffee can money?
Kind of an emergency, something that I can fall back on.
Okay, so guess what? You deserve to fall back on giving yourself what you need. So, are you okay with me asking how much money do you have in the coffee can?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I really can't say because a lot of it is change.
Okay. Okay.
And the dollar amount, $100 and some.
Okay, great. So what I would like for you to do, keep the dollar amount in that. What I would like, because this is about abundance and worthiness, I would like for you to take that change, go to the bank, have it converted to dollars, and I want you to find another beautiful coffee can, and that's going to be Maria's school fund. Because it's not just for emergencies. And if you expand, because that tells you you're worthy. And I also have a feeling that this money will find its way to you. The more that you get into an abundant mindset, and the more that you know that it's not a lot of money and you deserve it, you could just say, "I am worthy of this education." But you're done. So you're ready to cross the threshold because there is a threshold energy that's been taking place for a while now with all this COVID and all this craziness that's going on where we're reflecting and we want to change certain patterns. And now it's your time because you've been giving your whole life, ever since you were a child. I don't know what was going on with your situation. Yes, am I right?
Yeah, that's all I know to do.
Thank you. So now it's time. Yeah, but you forgot the most important person, and that would be you, my friend. So, yeah. And I want you to find, for this new coffee can, I want it to be something that is aesthetically pleasing to you, even if you find pretty stickers from the dollar store and you put it on the can or whatever it is. But something that is pleasing, that's beautiful to you, and you'll be surprised how quickly that adds up. And I know you're going to be surprised because your starter is getting that change converted to cash.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're more than your loose change days are over. Follow what I'm saying? So we're leveling up. Okay. And Elisa, I just want to pass it on to you to, if you have anything you want to add to that before we get say goodbye.
No, I mean, that. I think I'm like paying attention, thinking, yeah, because everyone has a version of coffee can money, and mostly because not a lot of people use money anymore. So it's interesting to convert that, what you do have, into something that's a little more tangible, something that you know, oh, yeah, I'm definitely, this is going to be used, it's going to be put into something, it's going to translate into something, it stands for something. And to make that transition from loose change to bills,
yep.
to dollar bills, to cash.
That's right.
That makes it more substantial. It's not just a little bit, because you get to see it. You see the transformation from these little bits and pieces, that little things that you save. But when you see how that changes, when you add it up, literally add it up, and have it be turned into cash, that's when you start saying, whoa, this is, I'm serious about this. Like, this is,
right.
I'm worth that. I'm worth that.
Right.
And more.
Yes.
So I love it. I love everything that Liz has told you. I think she's broken it down in a way that you'll start to see these things for yourself, and you'll start to feel it, and you'll start to know it. And that's where your energy will be going, and that's where you're changing that pattern. So you already know how to take care of everybody else.
Yep.
And
it's your turn.
That's a given.
Yep.
That's how you said, that's how I'm wired. So now we're going to just kind of fiddle with that wiring a little bit to include you.
Yep. Two things just came in as Elisa was talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe. Keep going.
You owning up to the fact that, you know, I have things I want to do. I have things I want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have things that I want to add to enhance myself and to enjoy it. And so you doing these seemingly small things, but they're really big things,
mm-hmm.
will help you gain momentum. And that's where you're changing the pattern. You're breaking that pattern. You're introducing something new to yourself. And that is an acknowledgement of who you are now, and all of who you are now, and how much more is going to come from you, through you, because of you.
Yep.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff, Maria.
Everything she said, so even listen to the show again, because what Elisa said was incredibly, incredibly valuable. It's going to change your brain chemistry. So the two things that came in, I didn't mean to cut you off, Elisa, the two things that came in while she was talking is, now I know you know this song, girl, don't even lie to me. Okay, you know this song, It's My Turn, Diana Ross?
Yeah.
Thank you. Those lyrics are everything. I want you to go on YouTube, where they have the version where they have the lyrics like scrolling on the screen, and I really want you to I want you that, and then when you find out when the change is converted to cash and you start your coffee can for your school fund, I want you to have like a little log, whether it's in your phone or in a notebook or whatever, where it's going to say 2200. Then you're going to put a minus sign and you're going to minus whatever the change converted into cash. And then you're going to keep doing that. Every time you put money in the coffee can, that balance is going to get shorter and shorter and shorter, because you're taking account, because you're taking accountability of your abundance. Instead of passively waiting, now that's unconscious. You didn't know, because nobody taught you that you had value. All right? Girl, I just learned like maybe 8 days ago that I have value. Maybe. I just figured that out. Okay? Sometimes people, they go through a lifetime, they don't even know that they have value. It's never too late to understand that, or to embrace that, to receive that. But it really is understanding that it's about getting into a mode of receptivity, of being able to receive. For people that are overgivers, and that's me, I'm an overgiver. I'm learning, okay? I'm in rehab right now. You can have the bunk next to mine. I'm learning that.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, we'll have fun.
Okay.
No. Okay. We'll have a dance party. Okay. So we're learning certain things, so don't be harsh on yourself. But you got this. Now, you call us, you know, every once in a while, very, very sporadically, and that's okay. But I'm going to ask that you are in touch with us slightly more consistently whenever it works for you, because I would love to get updates on this abundance process that you're going to do
okay,
for yourself. All right. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, enjoy and witness all the abundance around you. You see the Christmas lights. You see, you know, just any time that you can acknowledge abundance, whether it's a beautiful sky or it's a sunny day or a winter wonderland, whatever it is, just know that's for you too. That the universe,
okay.
God is showing you abundance so that you can receive it. Right?
I will.
All right, good. All right, you better stay in touch with us. Or listen, I know where to find you because I'll call Tess. I'll be like, you better tell your mother to call.
All right.
Okay, dear. All right, love to you. Happy
Thanks.
Holidays
you,
to
Maria.
Your family. Stay safe.
All right.
All right, darling.
You
all right, take care. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another day at the office. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air for our Christmas holiday extravaganza. I don't even know what that is. This coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourself and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Love y'all. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Tell me something.